love that I once have had. But after all of my heart traveling, well, things about coming my way. Oh, take me, baby, just as I am. Haven't got any money, I am.
Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet. Round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so I find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit me with it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
Do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Stick it out, even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend goes a Honda, playing workout takes by Fonda. motor in the back of her Honda. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, 'cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, 'cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X go down, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio. And if you were checking everything out, you may have, if I had left the mic on or Val had left the mic on from Folk Oasis, you might have actually caught us in the control booth shaking it up to a little bit of Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back, which we thought was a very appropriate way to start the show, because tonight we are going to talk about fat love, and I mean P-H-A-T, love. So the good stuff, getting down with it, making yourself feel real good. So we're going to be talking about big, beautiful women as well. We're also going to be talking about obesity and how marriage just may or may not affect your weight, your bondage, all that stuff. And of course, we will be talking a little bit more about a little bit of sexercise, because after all, it can be really, 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 really fun. So, for those of you out there who want to keep being attracted to whoever you're with, well, I think it's important to A, acknowledge your partner, keep communication flowing, but there is one thing you should know, because it's worth knowing, is the fact that the study published in the July issue of Obesity set out to determine how romantic relationships affect the tell-no-lies number on the scale, and research tracked the numbers of over a handful of years for weight and relationship status of 6,949 individuals, and they're found well, they just don't bode well for commitment, because not only married people are more likely to become obese than those that are just dating, but young people who move in with a boyfriend or a girlfriend tend to pack on the pounds too. And a sure twist, which may upset all my ladies out there, this study also notes that unmarried women who have been living with their sweeties for 5 years or less run a 63%, yes, you heard it here, 63% of increased risk of obesity. And what about married men? Well, on average, they have no increased risk during cohabitation. So why? We wonder. Because apparently, according to Penny Gordon Larson, who was one of the two nutritional epidermologists at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill who conducted this study, apparently women we saw incremental risk after 1 year. So that's kind of scary. So the longer that a woman lived with her romantic partner, accordingly, the more she was at risk of putting on more weight. Meanwhile, the risk of obesity among guys, married and unmarried, spikes only between the first and second year of living together. And we wonder, okay, guys, what is with the weight gain? Like, why is that happening? I don't really understand. So Gordon Larson and the partner's lead author, Natalie, they have their theories about questioning 1,293 couples for a separate part of the study. And meantime, all of this became more important that it was when people are living alone. Apparently gym memberships may not get the same workout as they did before nuptials. And maybe after months of preparing to squeeze into all those, you know, just so that pretty little wedding dress, which I had a girlfriend of mine trying to get on one of those shows. to lose that last 10 pounds before the bulging bride, and all that stuff. So it's just trying to get in shape, and women just try to look great for that day. But after that, sometimes they just let themselves go. And scientists have known for a while that having a close relationship with an obese person, whether it be a friend or spouse, sometimes makes you more likely to become obese. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, you may be wondering, how do we break the cycle? Well, I think it's there's two different ways about that. Either you accept it and embrace your partner and embrace you regardless where you are. So you start with that. Or you can draw inspiration with the same person who helped you get into this mess, your better half. And Amy Gorin, an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Connecticut, published a study last year that showed if one spouse participates in a weight loss program, the unenrolled spouse tends to lose more pounds. And in June, Amy wrapped a 16-week pilot study of 20 couples in which the supported person lost more weight than the main participant in the study, which that's quite interesting, actually, because, I'd love to be losing weight vicariously, so it's interesting. So I wonder why this is, which, according to this study shows that couples don't have to live happily has chubbily ever after, quote unquote, and that the studies show that marriage conveys some health benefits, such as living longer, which, because according to a lot of things, like, for example, if you're getting 12 hugs a day, you live up to 10 years longer. So you can just imagine what that's like when you're living with somebody where you hug them, hopefully you're making love with them, you're spending some quality time with them, and just how important human touch, human contact is. So you're living together, It's important already. It can expand your lifespan, which is very, very important. But of course, there's different ways to get somebody into exercise, which could be very, very vital to your health. And there is a new study, actually, that proving that sometimes that people who let themselves go. And apparently there was another study that followed 6,949 U.S. adolescents into adulthood, found those who married were more than twice as likely to become obese as those who just kept dating. So let's just say that again. So out of these 6,949 U.S. adolescents, when they followed them into young adulthood, they found that those who married were more than likely, more than twice as likely to become obese as those who just kept dating. And apparently moving in with the romantic partner, as we just heard before, also increases the odds of obesity. But I just think that's really wild, where it's kind of brutal with the whole cohabiting. So it's interesting. And apparently obesity was up 3 times higher in married versus dating partners, and couples that lived together reported less physical activity, more TV and computer time, and other obesity-promoting behaviors that they risked passing on to their offsprings. And apparently the study, which was titled Entry into Partner, a Romantic Partnership is Associated with Obesity, which is kind of scary, actually. Because, you hear about that, where it's like people get married, they don't want to have sex anymore, they don't want to enjoy themselves, and they stop appreciating each other because they end up falling into this taking it for granted thing. And it makes you wonder, in this day and age, why do we get married then? Why do we do this, where we don't put ourselves first? We stop taking care of ourselves. And perhaps maybe the answer is, instead of fearing away from marriage so you don't turn into a big fat thing, is take some responsibility for yourself and realize that you're doing it for yourself, not for your partner, not to catch a mate, not to look pretty on your big day, but because of the fact you care about yourself and you want to make a difference in your own personal life. So make it your own journey, because I think that's really, really key to take care. So anyway, we're going to take a really quick short break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about big, beautiful women. And perhaps in the second half, we might be talking a little bit more about sexercise, which, if you and your partner do decide you want to, instead of accepting the facts and embracing them, which is part of the journey, the other part is having some fun working off those pounds, which can be Very, very, very fun. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR. We will be right back.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
Are You Aware presents Vancouver's third annual Music for Change. Come out to party with Catlow, The Wintermits, Piper Davis, and DJ Blondtron as they rock out in support of Oxfam's campaign for women's rights and climate change. Saturday, October 17th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors are at 6 p.m. Get there early as the show starts at 7. Curfew is 10:45. Tickets are available from Zulu Records, Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, or online at clubzone.com.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
You know what?
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
And we are back, and that was a little bit of Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical, which I thought was very appropriate in terms of tonight's show. But before we talk about Let's Get Physical, let's talk a little bit more about fat love, which one of those things is, as I was mentioning before the break, is sometimes acceptance is really key. And there's a lot of people who embrace big, beautiful women, which is commonly abbreviated as BBW. Which is most frequently used in the context of an affirmation or sometimes a fetish to women who are above average weight. And the term big, beautiful woman and BBW were actually coined, believe it or not, as far back as 1979 by Carol Shaw when she launched BBW magazine, which is a fashion and a lifestyle magazine for plus size women, which I thought was pretty cool. So there's that. And even more in present day, there's the fat acceptance movement, which is also known as the size acceptance movement, which I think is really important in a day and age where there's eating disorders in terms of anorexia nervosa, as well as bulimia, is very common. And with that, it's very important to accept whatever size you're at. And there is also a fat liberation moment or fat power, which is a grassroots effort to change society attitudes towards the acceptance of fat people. And within this movement, people differ about about what they believe is the best way to address prejudice, discrimination against fat people in Western culture. Because then there's other places in the world, for example, in certain parts of Africa, where if you are fat or a big, beautiful woman, it's considered a positive thing because of the fact that means that your man is able to afford to feed you. So that's a really, really interesting thing. But yet in Western society, you know, the skinnier we can get, the more we can lipo, you know, and just suck and pull and everything out of us. It's interesting because we have a different value system here. But there are some times where you meet somebody, and as we were talking about in the first bit of the show, that there is studies that obesity kicks in and increases the possibility of it after you've been married. And with that, it's like, why? And what can we do about that? Because sometimes when somebody gains weight, as much as you love your partner, sometimes it can be a little bit challenging because you may find that maybe that you may not be as attracted to them as you once were. And it is a very sensitive topic in terms of telling your partner, as I was mentioning, in terms of self-esteem, eating disorders such as anorexia, bulimia, etc. You want to be really, really careful with people. And you want them to feel sexy and feel really good about themselves. So telling somebody to lose weight, it's one of the most taboo rituals in history of he said, she said. And you've got to be really, 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 really careful. Because you can really damage somebody's ego when you're telling somebody. So you have to be really gentle whether you're telling your partner, whether they're male or female, that you might, you know, they need to lose a few pounds. So you may have to be really, really gentle. So there's a couple different, there's some people who feel fat, but they look amazing, where their perception is very similar in terms of bulimia or anorexia, where they look at themselves and they think they look terrible. They feel fat. And there's also those who feel fat and are fat. And then there's are those who would be considered fat by normal society, but are very proud and embrace themselves and love who they are. So it's really crucial that you're mindful of this when you're walking that fine line, just in terms of talking to your partner about this. It can be really key, and you could really crush somebody, or they could possibly crush you. So it's very, very, very important with that. So number one, the things you could say is, I don't really like the way that outfit looks on you anymore. Because a lot of women, one of the best ways to gauge in terms of what fits right sometimes is that pair of jeans that you just kind of want to struggle into. And, you know, they're the ones that are your skinny jeans. And whenever you can fit in there, you feel really good about yourselves. So with that, just telling her that she doesn't look as good in that sometimes is an interesting way. Other ways they recommend is, and these are from askmen.com for these, that is actually getting your partner to go on a diet with you. And when I say diet, like perhaps a workout program, because that is just a helpful way. And just really encouraging. And there's different ways you can do it for things like, I've got a new personal trainer at the gym, because perhaps if she knows you're working out with a female, that might get her to the gym just to see what's going on and might get her to sign up, which could be good. Same thing with a girl. If you've got a male trainer who happens to be kind of hot, not only is it good eye candy, might get your heart rate racing before you know it. But all those things are really important. But the big one is probably, you know, let's help each other lose a couple pounds, because that it can be really, really, really key. Because obviously with regular exercise, there's huge proven positive side effects, obviously on your heart health. Vigorous exercise strengthens the heart and makes it a more effective muscle. It's also good for your sex life on so many different levels. It's just so, so important. And I hope everybody out there knows what the benefits are from healthy activity. Because every few years, there's a survey that just confirms that most people are not active enough. And it's apparently the American Heart Association attributes 250,000 deaths every year in the U.S. And about 12% of this total death is due to lack of regular physical activity. So, I mean, if you care about your partner, where it's like, you know, you gave me your heart and, well, I want to take care of it. So let's start working out together and feeling really, really good. So, you know, checking with the doctor, making sure you are okay. And with that, just making sure things are all right that way. But the best way to do it is basically getting them to be realized, losing weight does take time, so be patient. And all you need to do is keep the weight off yourself so you have a leg to stand on. So with encouraging having sex in the bedroom as a workout, it not only helps with burning extra calories, but it also allows couples to perform routine exercises and also enjoy physical pleasure. So apparently, according to the Indian Times, Dr. Banshir Almad Ray, who's a Bangalore-based sex specialist, states almost all muscles, including the legs, the thighs, arms, shoulders, and lower abs can be worked upon during a sexual session. And it's anything that's done for the body should be done for at least 15 minutes, and a sex session may not stretch this long. So couples may need to pay extra attention to that if they want to derive the additional health benefits from the sex positions. They may need to prolong sexual activity right from foreplay to climax. So apart from the fact that sex brings relief from headaches, reduces depression, and tranquilizes the mind, it also leads to glowing hair and skin, and it also helps because apparently many sex positions double up as easy workouts. And apparently Dr. Shivi Yagi, who's a Delhi-based sexologist, says that sex helps burn a lot of calories, and different positions in which partners participate as per their comfort level lead to a fit body, and a few complex positions require a little bit more physical strength and a lot more work that lead to weight loss and exercising of the muscles. Intensity of the movements and duration of sex can make a huge difference. And there's some certain positions, obviously, that do stretch the most important muscles, groups of your body. So everybody out there, including certain listeners that I know you're listening right now and you're probably thinking about this, this is the classic missionary position, man on top. And apparently in the Indian context, more than 90% of couples indulge in the missionary position in bed, which seems to be quite gratifying to them. And I do know a lot of couples, both male and female, that really enjoy this. And as the act involves weight balancing, it obviously has a number of physical benefits. The missionary position is all about stretching and arching and tightening. While the male partner is on top, the female partner, while she's lying on her back, she can stretch her back, arch, ooh, that feels really good, and tighten the abs. And in addition, she can also try tightening her Kegel muscles just right during the act. And Dr. Jaggi adds that the partner on top gets more involved with the physical activity. With a male partner on top, a lot of the pressure is borne by his arms and shoulders. Besides, his elbows and knees are used to the maximum while balancing in such a position. Hence, it stretched the muscles in both these body parts. In addition, the thigh muscles are worked during missionary position, and you're almost on your knees during the act. And then number two favorite is Women on Tap. And apparently, according to this article, it says that women can orgasm quickly while on top, which I agree and disagree with. It depends on the woman and where the clitoris. If you had a chance to go and check out Petals this weekend at the Vancouver International Film Festival, which I had Nick Karras on, it was quite interesting on my show last week. It was quite interesting where we got to see the 48 pictures of the different vulvas. And there was a woman who was interviewed in the film who was talking about just based on depending where the clitoris is and how shallow the vaginal cavity was, it made a huge difference in terms of how or if they were able to orgasm through intercourse. So it depends on the woman in terms of that. But yes, some women are able to orgasm quickly while being on top. And yet there's evidence reluctance among Indian women to try this position in bed. In North America, I think it depends. I think we're pretty balanced in regards to that. But again, it depends on the individual. A lot of men like having a female on top because it's kind of sexy and really nice to be dominated. Because having a female partner take the lead is a very good exercise. It allows both partners to enjoy equal participation where the woman uses her hands and her arms to prop her up and down, and the male partner is holding on the woman, balancing her body weight. And Dr. Jaggi shares, with the woman on top, the weight that would be normally borne by the male partner, women being physically weaker and weaker counterpart during sex. You cannot expect them to hold on to their body mass completely. So it's again more of exercise for the men where they use their bicep muscles in order to hold their female partner. But for a female, I don't know about that, because I think it's really important just to hold that position for a longer duration, because she does stretch her biceps, her triceps, her forearms, and her chest, her pectoral muscles to the fullest. And another one that's really nice, of course, is a couple's facing each other, whether or not that be on a bed, whether that be on a sofa, because it's, you know, sex is one of the best exercises. Dr. Pushka Gupta, who is another sex therapist, says sitting missionary involves a lot of physical work compared to missionary position where the couple is lying down, as the position requires both partners to sit straight while facing each other, with the female partner wrapping her legs around the man's hips. His back muscles are highly involved. To get the right posture, you end up putting a lot of strain on your spinal muscles, so you guys, make sure you clench your core and breathe, thigh muscles and lower back, which in a way is a good way of stretching. And you can retain the same position while trying different moves and lifts. Your lower abs are worked upon, but be really careful if you've got a weak back, and excessive stretching may give you cramps and hurt you. What you don't want to hurt, sex should be pleasurable, not painful. Other things you can do, which you can follow movies like 9 1/2 weeks if you need to inspire yourself, is having sex against the wall, because you can have that, and that leads to having sex everywhere. You go on a hike, you could have sex pressed up against tree. Just be careful not to scrape yourself with the bark on the tree. Or, you know, if you're careful, especially during the H1N1 time of year, having sex in a bathroom, or I don't know. Maybe in a dress room at a store, it can be really fun. Just make sure you don't break the wall. And not only does the standing position also bring enhanced pleasure, but it also allows you to have a workout session while engaging into a sexual romp. And during this position, obviously, you're really seriously working your quads and your lower back. And as the male leans slightly forward, the female can arch her back, and this engages in perfect exercise. And Dr. Gupta adds that having sex standing against a wall is usually meant for couples who are physically stable. And since you're doing the act standing throughout, it means physical stamina to carry on for a longer period of time. The height also plays an important stance, as according to, you'll decide which angle you need to be bend in and where to stretch your legs. And in such a sexual position, another good exercise could be lifting your female partner. And nothing can be better than enjoying the pressure and the pleasure and the burning of some calories as well. The other thing I should add with that is, if be really careful if you are trying this in the shower, because with soap and water, it can be very, very, very slippery. Also, be careful what type of lube and how much you're using of it too, because sometimes it can be messy, and you want to be careful with that. basically bedroom accidents, because it could be really, really interesting. Legs on shoulders. Such an act is not only a sexual position, but it's a really, really great form of foreplay. And it requires the female partner to be physically charged up and creative in bed. And let's not forget how beneficial this act is for the body muscles. Having a female raising her legs up to reach a man's shoulders is a really good way to arouse him, and at the same time it allows the female to stretch her leg muscles and tone her abs in the process, as well as her butt. So it's, and Dr. Yagi agrees with me, where it is a wonderful aerobic exercise, especially done by females using their flexible body. And though it may look like another foreplay act to turn on your partner, it also turns out to be a great workout when you can fully stretch out your leg muscles. So whether you get out of a 30-minute long cycle while doing this, the sex posture can be almost equal, if not better, results, which that's pretty trippy. So same benefits as a 30-minute long cycling session is the same as basically propping your legs over your partner's shoulders and having a really good time, locking your abs, squeezing your butt, being good, and obviously crouching and bending, which, guys, girls, I recommend, please do your squats, so then that way it stays clean, healthy, and no cramps, because cramps are not sexy. So try prolonged foreplay with things like sitting, bending, crouching, in addition to having regular sex positions, which this hopefully will be really advantageous when it comes to having a physical workout. And of course, obviously, it's crouching and stuff like that. It's very common, but it's less tried, because you need to do a lot of bending and curving, so the spinal muscles have to be really strong, and your inner thighs, and just watching that your knees are over your toes, which I know is just one of those things that we want to make sure of at all times. Anyway, we're going to take a really short break. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about breath practice, which will improve your sex life at all times, because breath practice is very important. So nice deep inhale before we go for break. And exhale with me. And nice deep inhale. And exhale, and just stay tuned, because we will be back in just a short moment. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. We will be right back.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more?
On the remote!
Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
To the somebody better hold me back. You're lucky I know how to act.
So lucky ain't gonna attack.
I'm being calm and cool, but believe me, you is taking everything to just breathe, breathe, breathe.
About volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9. Oops, I forgot. Listener discretion.
Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow, I wish I sounded that sexy all the time, but I just try. But perhaps with a little bit of breath practice, perhaps I'd be a little bit better at it. Anyway, that song was Breathe, Breathe Slow by Alicia Dixon, which I just found on YouTube, actually, which is a pretty nice song, pretty mellow, and it could be a really good song to have sex to. So my question to you before we went on break was, does yoga make your sex life better? And the answer is yes. If you practice yoga on a regular basis, definitely. Why? Because number one, you start with a breath practice. And breathing is so key to getting really in touch with your body. Most therapists we usually recommend, and especially Dr. Ian Kerner from the Sex Detox, actually recommends adopting a breath practice. As well, the Tantra teacher, Tanya Diamond, also recommends the same thing in terms of really getting in touch with your body, which you start with breathing. So that is one of the most important things. Obviously, because I know probably most of you out there, and maybe not, because Vancouver's a pretty open city in a lot of ways, but there's probably a lot of you out there having these visions of just legs splaying every which way, being able to wrap a leg around your head, nice deep penetration, and just gently being able to pull and clench with those Kegel muscles. Really nice, strong, and deep. But there's other reasons why yoga is really, really, really great. And apparently, Ellen Barrett, from the author of Sexy Yoga, insists, as we are imagining, that yoga does increase flexibility, which helps you to be free and just go for it in sex. And apparently, there's some other reasons that you should hit the mat before you hit the sack. And number one, yoga helps with overall blood flow. In some postures, such as the eagle pose, direct straight to your pelvis. When all that blood rushes to your privates, it makes you feel hot. And that heat, combined with the Viagra-like stimulation as the blood swells, it heightens your sensitivity and increases desire. Two, it makes you stronger down there. So yoga tones and strengthens your entire core, which includes your pelvic floor. And apparently, the more you work these muscles, the greater range of motion you'll have, says Becky Jeffers, who's the fitness director of the Bergman Center for Female Sexuality and Menopause Management in Chicago. And this gives you stronger contractions, and releases. I just Just clench there, everybody. Just keep clenching. Nobody knows you're clenching your Kegels as you listen to this show. And that goes for men as well, which sometimes men, you can always put a towel over it. Apparently, I've heard. I don't know if that's true. I'll have to do that on another show and find out, just to strengthen those Kegels. But apparently, it can help you experience a more intense orgasm. And don't we all want that, everyone? Obviously. Number three is very important. Fitness in general, but yoga especially, it breeds confidence. So if you can quiet your mind and focus on your breathing during a pose, it helps you become more aware of yourself and your needs. And when you're present, you know that you need to be fulfilled by your, you know what you need to become fulfilled by your partner, which is what Becky Jeffers says. And then you can translate this and communicate this deeper understanding to your partner during sex. So who knows? Maybe that's why Dr. Ian Kerner from Sex Detox insists that this is a very good practice in terms of yoga. As well, it eases pain. For some women, especially runners, hip and thigh tightness can make sex tough. But yoga eases the pain by releasing tension and relaxing the hips. Tension in your hips can affect how your pelvic floor works, says Jeffers. And one tight muscle can lead to another, making your chances of an orgasm remote and your love session about as sexy as a sweaty round on a rowing machine. Which, I don't know, sometimes the rowing machine can be really, really hot, because sometimes when I kick my heart rate up at the gym, I have a really good time. And I've heard some of my girlfriends actually being able to rub themselves the right way during a spinning class at the gym and have been able to have orgasms from that, which I've always been a little envious of, to be honest. And one of these days I'll have to ask them to teach me how to do it. But and listeners, when I find out, perhaps I'll have them on the show to let you know. But back to yoga. It gives you more mojo, apparently, which yoga moves like triangle and seated open pose can stimulate your chakras, which, as I hope all of you know out there, that your sex life is governed by all your chakras, which is your body's energy center surrounding your spine in yoga speak. And when your chakras are working healthy, you'll find your sexual relations be vibrant and healthy too, according to Barrett. And your three sexiest chakras are the root chakra, which is located at your perineum, and that's the area between your pubic bone and your anus, the sacral chakra, in the center of your abdomen, in the heart chakra, which is in the center of the chest. And yoga enriches these critical areas with blood and prana, which is called life force, according to Barrett. And this promotes openness and decreases sexual inhibition, which makes you a more game sex partner and a much happier person. And you know, I was talking about women getting sexier and feeling sexy at the gym, like having that spinning class where you're ever so slightly rubbing your button or your clitoris, if I was being more specific, against the seat and possibly bruising yourself. Well, apparently, according to Men's Health, that many women, even if they don't like going to the gym, that many of them actually become sexually aroused during certain exercises, and specifically core exercise. So it is a really good reason, guys, to get your girls to go to the gym, because, you know, getting them to feel good and feel really sexy, it can be really, really, really fun. And apparently, renowned trainer Alwyn Cosgrove apparently mentioned it in his blog. And I thought this was really interesting, which, yeah, apparently it could be really, really good. So I think it's really important, ladies, that you have some fun with it. Because, guys, if you're able to do that, I highly recommend. But I think you'll have more opportunity of doing that if you start exercising your Kegels while you're working out. So maybe you're doing your sit-ups. And, again, check with your doctor and check with your personal trainer before indulging in this. But your Kegels you could be doing while you're just sitting there, just clenching and unclenching, which, of course, would be really super hot when you're in the middle of having sex later on, which, of course, as we all know, sex does increase your heart rate and gets you going. And if you can do that while you're at the gym and you can have an orgasm, hallelujah to you. And I wish to God I was you, because that could be very, very, very entertaining and fun. But it is very, very, very important to figure out how to exercise your PC muscles on that note so you can feel good. So for ladies, if you're doing that and you need to figure out where these are, which, again, I highly recommend checking out the video Petals, which was a really great movie, which I saw at the Vancouver International Film Fest. It talks a lot about how women don't look, quote unquote, down there at their petals. And it's really important for all of us to do that and check it out. But if you're lying on the floor to locate your PC muscles to perform the Kegel muscles, sometimes a woman should lie down in a relaxed position and insert one or two lubricated fingers into her vagina, which everybody, the vagina is the tube that's in there, so where you can slide your fingers in. And with those fingers inside the vagina, she should try to contract your muscles around. So just getting that clench, ladies, you should feel that around your fingers. And you can always use a sex toy, such as a vibrator, if you need it to feel the gripping sensation when you clench your PC muscles. And another method to do this, of course, is, but just be careful with your kidneys, is to stop the flow of urine next time you use the toilet and concentrate on those muscles that you don't use. And don't worry, these contractions may feel weak and undetectable at first, but whatever method you use, Kegel muscles do get better with practice, which obviously they would be really beneficial for your sex life. But as well as that, ladies, as we age, I think it's really important to practice those, because you never know where you might end up going pee at some point when you really didn't want to. So it's really important. So guys, gals, practice, exercise, eat healthy, feel really good, because I think it's really important. So anyway, I hope you're having a good night, and I hope before next week's show you are going to have some sex. So why don't you write to me at Kitten, KITTYN, at Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9, and tell me about your favorite sex act and what type of exercise you found when you embrace sex in your life, how sex has made a difference in your life, especially in terms of if you've lost a few pounds, if you feel really good, it makes you walk with an extra little bit of strut in your walk, all those things. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. We'll be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. And up next, Han von Claus's Misery Hour is not going to be on tonight, but I have a guest in the studio right now, Mr. Andy, which is going to be the end of the world news. Which
the
Andy,
long version.
The long version, because I think he is going to be playing.
Until 10 a.m., give or take.
Until 10 a.m., give or take. I'm not sure if you heard that, listeners, but it is very, very important to feel sexy and feel really good. And have a great night. Have a good time. And we will talk to you soon. Cheers. Bye.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
If our love was a fairy tale, I would charge in and rescue you. On a yacht, baby, we would sail to an island where we'd say I do. And if we had babies, they would look like you. If it's so beautiful, if that came true, you don't even know how very special you are. Storybook, we were
The last chapter would be about how I'm thankful for the life we've made. And if we had babies, they would have your eyes.